Hi, and welcome to the Invisible War radio program with Dr. Rob Randall. I'm Kevin Harris, and you know that when something happens in the lives of our children, it really has a profound impact on us. You're going to hear that story today. You're going to hear what was a major catalyst in a change in direction in Dr. Rob Randall's ministry, one that puts the spotlight on spiritual warfare. We're going to hear the story of his son Bob today, some things that happened in his life that led to not only the defeat of the devil, but some real spiritual renewal in the family and in his life. Bob will be joining us here in just a moment. And Dr. Randall, this is a radio program about spiritual warfare, often very misunderstood, but something that we really need to understand biblically.
It is so good to share with our audience today, and it is a special blessing for me to have my son with me today. What a joy it is. He is the third. I'm the second. He is Bob Randall. I'm Rob. My dad was Bob, and so if he wants to continue that foolishness, he can. That's his to do now. But it is a great, great joy to share what God has done in our lives. And, you know, spiritual warfare, we can ignore it. We can run from it. But, Kevin, in reality, it is our journey. And it is best to understand our enemy and best to understand the victory. Once again, we don't fight toward victory. We fight from victory. We need to understand the victory that is ours in Christ Jesus.
And we have a brand new website, theinvisiblewar.org. Theinvisiblewar.org. Tremendous resources and biblically based information that you need to know in today's spiritually charged world. Theinvisiblewar.org, and it's based on Dr. Randall's book, The Invisible War, published by 21st Century Press, and I believe you're in your second edition of that.
That is correct. We've just come out with a new edition. And basically, we've added 30 pages of information that when we published the first book, we just didn't know. We learn more as we go along, but critical information. And our listeners can order that. I want to encourage you to visit the website, and you can get your copy of that. There are in many of the Christian bookstores in our area. You can call us as well. We have a toll-free number, 1-877-808-8886. That's 1-877-808-8886.
Let's get your offspring in here, Dr. Randall. Bob, welcome to the Invisible War radio program. Good to have you. And how do you feel about your dad taking the study of spiritual warfare to the radio?
Well, it's good to be here. I'm extremely proud of my dad and the journey that he has chosen to take. He has become a man of no reputation, and at any cost, he has decided in his lifetime to bring a message of freedom and hope to people, and so I'm extremely proud of him to take this journey. He's doing an amazing work.
Kevin, may I say, if you won't take the journey into freedom for your children, you're probably not willing to take the journey. You know, if it had been anyone else's son that had fallen into a pit, I would have probably explained it away. But this was my son. I could not ignore what I knew to be true. I was preaching a revival meeting in North Central Texas. My wife called me and said, "You need to come home. Bob is home. He's got something he has to tell you." I could tell from her voice that it was very serious. When I got home, I found my son, 21 years old, head in his hands, and he used these terms. He said, "Daddy, I'm going to die. I'm being tormented." These are very powerful, powerful words. And I knew because of my teaching that I knew from the Jesus movement back in the 70s that wherever you find drug addiction, you find the work of the enemy or demons. The problem was this was my son, and it didn't make theological sense in my theological understanding. So I had to go out and make sure that I was not confused so I could learn to pray for my son. And so it's a deeply great joy for me to see Bob here with us today.
Well, Bob, Dr. Randall has talked about how the devil is a strategist, and the Bible tells us that. What kind of strategy did the enemy use on you to pull you away from God?
Well, I was raised in church. I knew the Bible from a very young age, was in church every time that the doors were open, Sundays, of course, and midweek services. So being religious was something that I was very familiar with. And as I went off to college, and early on in my college, I was not forced to go to church anymore. And so I was not able to rely on my parents' faith or the church that I grew up at or a youth pastor's faith. I had to rely on my own faith, which really was extremely weak and almost non-existent. And so the enemy was very strategic in being able to knock my feet out from underneath me, if you will. And I believe that I have come to the revelation that there is such a huge difference between religious ritual of just going to church and a very deep, passionate, personal relationship with the Son of God, Jesus.
It sounds to me like you really had to own your relationship with Christ. You had to make that relationship yours and allow God to do that. What was that process like, that discovery like?
Well, I believe if a relationship with Jesus Christ, if it is not your own personal relationship, then you will fall away when the enemy comes, because he will come. And you cannot rely on tradition. You cannot rely on your parents' faith, a church's faith. All, of course, these are wonderful things. But when the rubber meets the road, if your relationship with the Lord Jesus is not deep and intense, and you don't truly believe in your heart of hearts that Jesus is who he says he is, then the devil is going to be able to wreak havoc on your life and your family's life.
Well, what happened? I mean, a lot of people say, well, you're just sowing some wild oats, but that could lead to some horrible things. What'd you go through? What'd you fall into?
Well, as my father's already mentioned, I did not believe that sin was a big deal. I thought it was just kind of having fun. And the enemy really used that as a major strategic lie and just saying that, well, this is what you're supposed to do when you go off to college. This is what everybody does. You're a preacher's kid. That's the way you're supposed to act. So I just kind of fit the mold there. I thought that I would do this and be rebellious for a few years and then break out of it like I've seen a lot of people, like they have seemed to do. But unfortunately, addiction grabbed a hold of me and I was unable to break out of it. Just like sowing some wild oats, if you will, I was unable to just break some of the strongholds that the enemy very strategically and carefully had wrapped around my life.
Well, let's talk about that breaking point. When did you come to the point where you said, I need help, I need healing?
Well, I had always said that I did not have a drug problem. That was for other people. And when I came to the place where literally I could not go for 4 hours in a day without feeling physical, of course, spiritual and mental withdrawal, I would feel physically sick. And at that point, I really began to think that I needed some extraordinary help, more than what I had ever realized was possible in my life.
Kevin, I've always believed that our addictions, whatever they are, the enemy has many, many ways to put us into a pit. But whatever those addictions are, some is drugs, some can be sexual, some can be all kinds of addictions. It is not our problem. Now, it becomes the problem, but is the symptom of a root problem. And that root problem is a wound of some kind that we're trying to medicate with these drugs or whatever, money, workaholism, whatever it is. We have something that needs to be healed. And as I told my son all along the journey, the problem is not your addictions, even though the addiction was a serious problem. It was the healing of his wounds.
And just to add to that, for a brief period, I thought for several years that I had such a drug problem, and I focused on becoming clean and getting off of the drugs, and that's exactly what did not happen. And I think when I finally found breakthrough in my own life was when I began to focus on why was I medicating myself, like my dad just mentioned. What were the wounds that I had been through? Everyone has wounds, things that they have done that they regret, things that have been done to them, and it's too much to bear. And so we try to bear it, and we can't carry that load, so we try to numb ourselves. When I came to that revelation that Jesus is the one that sets us free, Jesus is the one that wants to carry our load, I began to allow him to do that, and I did not need to numb myself, to medicate myself anymore. He began to heal those wounds and take that pain away.
How has this process changed your heart toward yourself and toward others?
Well, I've begun to recognize what my identity in Christ is. The way that I was treating myself, I did not believe that I was a child of God. I did not really take to heart that He loves me. I didn't believe that. The enemy had told me that He didn't. And I began to believe that. And so I began to walk in my identity in Christ, who God has made me. And I'm able to see others when they act a certain way. I'm able, through what I've been through, to see and look at them through a lot of grace and understand that we're all wounded. We're in this together. If they react in anger or violence, or they begin to wound themselves and other people, I begin to look at it at a deeper level, a more spiritual level, where just recognizing that they are wounded, they need help, they need Jesus to set them free.
Well, let's talk about what led to that meeting, that night that you literally said, "Dad, I'm being tormented and I'm going to die." What led up to that moment?
Well, what I had thought had begun as just fun college rebellion or fun or however you want to put it, I thought it wasn't a big deal. And so it had just begun with some parties and really some experimentation that I thought was not a big deal, that this is kind of what we're supposed to do. It's college time and it's going to be all right. I'll be able to knock it off here in just a few weeks and we'll get back to business. I was unable to do that. The enemy was very strategic in lying to me and telling me that it was just fun. And before I knew it, I was in full-blown addiction, and I needed some serious help.
Isn't it amazing, Kevin, that the words that we use, that are used around us in our society and in our culture, that this stuff we call rebellion is called partying, when in fact it leads us into a pit? I remember getting that call. And I thought, oh my, at the end of this revival meeting, and I had finished the meeting and I rushed home. And on the trip home, all kinds of thoughts and fears and concerns. I had no idea what we were facing, but I knew it was serious. And the Lord began to minister to me even before I knew what was going on when I came home and then found my son there, broken. Heartbroken, but willing to get help, willing to admit to his deep need.
We as parents often blame ourselves, Dr. Randall. If I'd have just done one more Bible study with him, if I'd have just taken him to the zoo one more time, you know, we immediately begin to imagine, clobber ourselves when something happens in the lives of our children.
The enemy strategy is what I call a scatter bomb. He doesn't just try to destroy one person in the family. He tries to destroy the whole family through this one person. As many strategically as he can take out with this explosion, this horrible crisis, he will do so. And I remember going through all of those thoughts, wondering, Lord, what have I done? My wife and I struggled. But we came to understand that it was not our faith in the Lord that was wrong. It was our understanding of Scripture, our lack of it. And we just had to study the Word of God to know how to pray. Now, we are seminary trained. You would think preachers would know how to handle this, but we are not taught these matters. And we had to seek the Lord carefully and study His Word diligently, not for the sake of sermons, but for the sake of the life of my son and my family.
What was your initial reaction when Bob told you he was having a drug problem and was miserable with this, deeply addicted? Were you angry? Were you compassionate? Everything?
You know, as a minister, as an evangelist, as a preacher, I thought I could talk him out of it. Son, just snap out of it. You know, stop it. You know, don't you realize you're a child of God? You know, stop this. You have royal blood flowing through your veins. I've shared that with him many times. But I came to recognize this was very, very, very serious, much more serious than just a bad habit. He had fallen into a pit, and he was in spiritual bondage and had to be set free. And without that freedom, he would never be here today. He would be gone. There were times when I knew Many, many times I knew we were going to have to buy a casket. It was a horrible journey. But you know what, Kevin? In it all, Jesus is Lord. One of the most important things to know in the study of spiritual warfare, it's not about demons and the devil. Yes, we have to learn about the tactics that are against us. But to know more about this battle that we're in helps us understand who Jesus Christ is. This is to the glory, not of devil and demons. This is to the glory of Almighty God. As David said, the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hands.
Well, Bob, we've been talking about this story in terms of battle, journey, and so on. Did the victory start to come that night? Is that when the healing process came? And talk about that battle that went on after that meeting with your dad and your mom.
Well, I'd like to say that we had a prayer meeting and that was it, and the struggle was over, but that was not the case. And what I would encourage people who are listening, that there is no quick fix to addiction. There is no quick fix to a major stronghold that has taken a hold of your life. It is a process. But what comes out at the end of the journey is more freedom than I ever thought was possible. And so it has been a battle. I'm still a human being, so sin creeps in sometimes. And so life is a struggle, but I understand who is the one that can relieve me of my struggle, can set me free of my sin, and that, of course, is Jesus.
It's been such a joy to share this time with my son, Bob. He's written a song about his journey that so wonderfully shares the heartbeat of his journey and the power of Christ in his life. I want you to open up your hearts. This song will be a blessing to you. You listen now as Bob shares his song, his testimony, Begin Again.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I heard the song many years ago, but now it's real to me. Start all over, He'll give you a brand new life, a brand new life, a brand new life. Joy comes in the morning, and each day is brand new. God of second chances, is why He died for me and you. A new way of life, a new way of living, each and every day is given to me. Wipe away all your tears, make you feel alive. Begin again, begin with God.
let you start all over. He'll give you a brand new life, 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 a brand new life. Holy Spirit, come. Will you come like a mighty rushing wind, or in a still small voice, and tell us what it would be like to live in freedom? We can live in freedom. Just give us peace now. I sing peace over your church. Peace in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I sing peace now. And I sing peace now. Peace, peace, you can have peace. New way of life, new way of living, each and every day. Given to me a brand new start from the sin inside of me, again, again, again with God. Wipe away all your tears, make you feel alive, begin again, begin with God. Let you start all over. He'll give you a brand new life, 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 a brand new again.
What a great privilege it is to share this time with my son here on the Invisible War. And I know many are listening today, not just with your ears and your mind, but there are deep, deep hurts within your heart. And these words, this journey has reminded you of your journey, of someone that you love very, very much that is struggling in a great throes of warfare. And I just want to take this moment here to lead us in prayer. I have my son with me today, as you know, and I'm going to lay my hands upon my son. And as we do that, I want you to ask the Lord spiritually, supernaturally, as you join us in prayer, just lay your hands on that loved one that you are, maybe you, it may be your journey. Even as I lay my hands upon my son, it may be your son, it may be your grandchildren, your daughter, maybe a spouse, whoever it is that God has put a burden upon you today. Would you join me as I lift it all up? Let's join together in prayer. Father, we thank you in Jesus Christ's mighty name, the name which is above every other name. Thank you, Lord. We have the right, because of the covenant that has been made with us by God through Calvary, we have the right to invoke that most powerful name. And Lord, I just ask you in Jesus' mighty name that you, by your Spirit now, would go to those secret places of struggle, of heartache, of sorrow, and minister into those places of secrets, the things that we believe nobody knows. Lord, go to those secret places and minister your love and mercy. I ask that you would remove every spirit that would hinder us from trying to attempting, from receiving your love today. Lord, it is your love that casts out all fear. And so I ask you in Jesus' mighty name that we would not be fearful, but we would trust you today. You are the author and finisher of our faith. So, Lord, I ask you to lift that loved one now out of the pit. I ask that they would come and ask for help. I ask you, Lord, that they would come to the end of themselves. Take them wherever they have to go, but bring them to the end of themselves, so that you and you alone would be their healer. Do it all, Lord. We'll thank you forever. To your glory, I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer with me today, I want to hear from you. Let us know how to pray with you and for you. Go to the website, theinvisiblewar.org, or you can call us at 1-877-808-8886. That's 1-877-808-8886. Again, we have a new website. You'll want to visit there. We're excited about it. There are many, many places there for you to get help. There's a list of biblical counseling ministries on the site that can be of help to you. But visit us today at theinvisiblewar.org.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Randall. And again, we want to send you to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. Bookmark it. Go there often. Theinvisiblewar.org, new website, and we'd love to hear from you. Our number once again, 1-877-808-8886. 1-877-808-8886. Just a quick call to let us know you're listening would mean a great deal to us. The Invisible War radio program is on the air because of faithful partners just like you. Help us take this message of hope and healing to the many wounded and hurting in today's world, in today's culture. Today, would you give as generous a gift as you can to the ministry of the Invisible War? Our number once again, 1-877-808-8886. 1-877-808-8886. Look forward to having you join us again next time for the Invisible War.